Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Parashat B'chukai Zay, started doing it away in Manchester.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I tell a maisa of a fellow who had a isha kosher, a very difficult wife. The Velt says, what's the difference between a mugger and a wife? A mugger asks for your life or your money, a wife asks for both. And he pasha was soivul, and he gave her a nickname, he called her B'chukai Zay. They asked him, it was a funny nickname for a wife. Said, that's a kleina parsha filled with clothes. But the emes is that everyone knows that Aliba the emes and Svaram HaKadoshim based on the Zohar and Medrash Anela, B'chukai Yisrael is filled with the most brachas neflois in all of the Torah. But since the Alter Rebbe writes on Kutei Torah, it comes, it's such high brachas and the world is not worthy of it, it comes from Alma Diskasya, a hidden world. And therefore, Begalui, it appears to us sometimes that it's negative. But Be'emes, it's the highest brachas. And therefore, the Teicha ends with Biyad Moshe. Say, the Sfarim HaKadoshim, it's in the hands of Moshe, and I am Emna, Alder Aseh by Tzadikim, Espartus of the Moshe, Bechol Dori Vidori, to Mahapich, to Kholus, by Finigla, in a way that we are able to appreciate, V'sab Einu Mitudecha, the brachas that are in the Parsha. Alder Aseh, I mentioned every year, there's a famous story in Parshas Gitzovi, that the Mittler Rebbe was suddenly, he was not in the ocean of that Shabbos, he was away somewhere, and he heard Kriya Satoira, the Teichon and Mishnah Teira, which is double, and he fainted, he chalashed, this Aleph. They revived him, they managed to revive him, and afterwards they asked him, was that the first time in your life you've ever heard the Teichon? He said, when my father, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya reads, he was a Baal Keira, when he reads the Teichon, all I hear is brachas. This ordinary part of the Baal Keira, when he read it, I heard klolos, and therefore he chalashed. I'll tell you the famous story I've said many times. The Nachum Shnobler was a Mekubal. In the olden days, the Mekubalim, Kadmoinim, they were Mesagif themselves, they had Gilul Sheldag, and they fasted. And it came out, he physically was ill, from Mikafregel of Adorisha, Mamish completely. So his wife, whatever, told him, go to the Baal Shem Tov, Mezhvuz. So he went, the first Shabbos, he arrives, unknown, no one knew who he was. He walks into Bes Medrash, and it comes time for Kriyas HaTorah, the Baal Shem HaKadosh was himself the Baal Keira. He doesn't ask for a name, garnished. He calls up Yamayim Menachem Nochum Ben, whatever. He gets called up for the Teicha. There are people who are scared. I'm not getting involved in all this interesting, strange menhagim around the world. The Teicha. He gets called up to the Teicha, and he's like trembling. And as the Baal Shem Tov reads the Teicha, pasuk by pasuk, he feels like from his toes, step by step, all Ramachivorov, Zagidov, suddenly had a refuah. By the end of the Aliyah, he was totally in the Sapuk. And the Baal Shem Tov, he do it by the Kodesh and Magid, there's all kinds of stories of Tzadikim, how they were Mamshich, the highest brachas, Dafka to the Teicha. There were those holy places where people Dafka used to stoop to get an Aliyah for the Teicha. Because they knew by Emes Pathemius, it is brachas. The Emes, the Sefer brings in last week's parasha, saying the Medrash Hanelam, that Talmidim asked Shailas and the Teicha to the Rashbi, to Rashi Rabbi Yochai, and Eliyo Hanovi was megalat to him how to fataych each pasuk as a broch. Al derech the Gemara in Meir Cotton, Daftes, famous Gemara, that there were two Talmidim, Yehuda ben Geirim and Yehuda ben Amsai, who came to Rashbi, and Rashbi told the son of Blazer, these are Anshe Shul Tzura, go and get a bracha from them. Im gesholten cholish nimrots. They got scared. He went back to his father. What did he tell you? He told him. And the Rashbi was able to teach in the cholish that be'emes they were brachas, but because of whatever Ayin Horus or Kitrugim, he was mechase it in what seems to Adam to be a rayadir tzu, the famous the Medrash says on the pasuk, when it comes to the brachas, we start off in Aleph. And it ends off, when it comes to the klalos, it's Vav, the Hey, V'le'oyla Afuchis. So the Rabbis and Taish is a chalaya, by the way, Pashup Shat. The purpose of the klalos is to mahapik them to the brachas. But more than that, the famous Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalid, Hanu Dardiki, little children who came to the Bes Medrash and they dashed in the Torah in a way, off in the Aleph Beis Pasha in an awesome manner. When it came to the letter Hey and Vav, that's Shmoy Shalakadosh Baruch. Stell sich der Scheile Ashtar, das haben wir gesehen, aber Chazal sei, der Eina Kaddish Baruch Hu Miyachet Shmuel Aro. The Eber doesn't apply his name, something which is negative. Right? Here the Kholos, Hei and Vov, which is part of the Shem Havayah, is the Charaia said, because of Yisrael, Al Korcho, you have to say that the Emes, the Pnimius, the Kholos are Gevaldige Brachas. And that was Dafka, who was the one who was revealed that the Kholos of these two Tavim really be Emes of Pnimius of Brachas, Rav Shimon Bar Yochoi. Because Derech, Rav Shimon Bar Yochoi, was owed to Megala, the Suidus, that which is concealed, that which is Nister, he was Megala it in a Oifen that everyone could understand. The Emes is a safer, Michal Ber Weisfeld, you all heard of famous rescuer in the Holocaust, etc., etc. He wrote a sefer called Teres Chemed. And he was the first one ever who was Megala, like the, what we have today with the computers, but he lived in the age before the computer. He was Megala all of the mysteries, the Seidus, in Torah through numbers, like today people use computer codes. So he says there's no greater sefer of Techocha than the whole Dvorim. Is the rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Kal Yisrael in the 40th year. That if you take the Beis of Devorim, second letter, Beis always Bracha, and you count, in those days it must take him an age of time, 613, which is a very significant number in Judaism, in case you didn't realize, right? 613 letters, you'll come to the letter Resh. From that Resh, count another 613 letters, you'll get to the letter Chof, another 613 letters, and you'll get to the word hey. So what sometimes appears that someone's giving you a patch, right? The Samarav is Myra Kondriel on Dvorim. What appears sometimes to be a patch, Be'emes is Emes Gevaldige Brocha. And therefore, that's Pshat. Patch is Re'eh. Re'eh Anuichi Nuichin L'Techem Hayoim. Brocha, next word, Uklol. Everybody asked, it should have said, Brocha Uklol. You have a choice, either a Brocha or a Klol. The Targum Unkla says, Klola, V'chilu Brocha, V'chilufa. I don't think really too so, as it usually would say for Klola. In Zechariah, the whole purpose sometimes of Klola, everything is given in our hands, L'fneichem, as a Brocha, Asher Tishmu, through Shmiras, Tarim Mitzvahs, to what appears to us sometimes, B'Katsinius, superficially, to be a Klola is just Hapich to Brocha. And therefore the Velt says, of the big Tzadnik, or Shlema of Kishanov, Talmud of Nehmi Melech, and he says the minhag ha'olam in most shuls, unless and Kodesh was faket, but Kodesh the Magid, when he read the kolos, he read up a kol rom, I think by Sfardim also some edus. But by us normally in the minhag Ashkenaz, you read the kolos. They become no. Why? But he says the pshat is because since be'emes these are not kolos, be'emes they're brachos. The chitzonius superficially it appears like kolos, or be'emes is what. The Eibusha gave it to us, and it's brachas. Everyone knows that things that are based on pisoides atayra, it's this mildes amr b'lechisha. Soides are said quietly, it's what's called the soid. And therefore, we dafka read it in a low tone, right, to show that be'emes apisoid, these are gevaldige brachas. Therefore, who's a balkir, balkir? How many psukim are in this week's parasha, b'chukosai? You have extra psukim in your shul. There are exactly 78. And the simon is Uzo, Ayin, Zayin, Aleph. Right? What's the 78 psukim this week's parasha? You don't have to be actually a brilliant scientist or a Kabbalist to figure it out. Okay. You are a great Kabbalist and whatever. But, right? Everyone knows in Zohar HaKadosh, in all Sforim, in Medrash Chazal, when we say Birchus Kehanim has the power to mhapich the klolos and the brachos, as you say in the Tfilah, in the Hirotzin that you say, yeah. How many times does the Shem Havaya appear in Birchus Kehanim? Three. How many Ovis, patriarchs, are there of the Jewish people? You don't got to be a genius to work it out. Also three. And the three brachos, Recha Havayish, Recha Yor, is Kedei Avram Yitzhak Yankim, as people, as everybody knows. Now, Rabbi Sternbruch tells me that three times Shem Havaya is 78. And all the brachas in the world, Bon, Chayim, Mezuina, are all totally in Birchas Kehanim, in these three brachas. And I can go through it, I'm not going to, trust me, we've discussed about it before. Right? Therefore, three times Shem Havaya, 78, is Gimatria Lechem, it's Gimatria Mazlo, as per Chazal Gemara and Shabbos, Bona Chayim Zaynelah, Beschusa Tal Yemilsa, Ela Bemazel Tal Yemilsa, all brachas depend on the Mazel Nil Maila, which is Beitzer Chesed, which is whatever, which 78 is also Gimachi, Mem Gimel Lamed Hey, which is Megillah. Therefore, Chazal say, Hey Neim Shal Aniim, or Nesuah, to Mikra Megillah, because all brachas come through Megillah, as we will discuss in just a moment. Which is why the pasuk says, "Hoydul Hashem ki toiv, ki le'olam chazdui." What is the gematria of chazdui? 78. Later, lechem chol basar, ki le'olam chazdui. 78. And therefore, the pshat is the simin is uza, that which is az, mar, bitter, the shvers, you know, dinim. You're able to mahapech it into. Brachas al derech in the Tichcha in Mishneh Torah, everyone knows the word from Shimshon Shapolar, Shemin Kamdamov, Kutish Shanim. Taichin the pasuk, Rabbo Yisro Oysadik Umichulam Yatzilen Havai. Everyone knows how many words are there in the Tichcha Mishneh Torah. Royce, give me the Royce. Hello, 676. Over how you mumtik it? So how many times does Shem Havai appear? How many? 26. How much is 26 times 26? 67. Rabbi Zro Oysadik. There's Zro is in the Techa. Umichulam Yatzilenu. Hashem. Right. Shem Havai is Mamtik. All the Gevuras. Which, by the way, there's a Medrash Pliya. It says a Medrash Le'usif Lahakoyz Kolchai Le'elun Dematzlin Chai Brochus. I won't punish those people who daven 18 brachos. What I'm talking about? How many times does Hashem Havaya appear in Shemini Esra? Hello? Also 26. So that is matzil from all the rois in the world. Tal Derech is a famous pshat in the Yismach Yisrael from Alexander Rebbe, Meridik pshat in Purim, where he says, a person who's mamin b'munah shlema, and he only does good. Sometimes his chesed is megula, and sometimes the chesed is mechusa. Right? But if a person realized that even in a time of Hester Ponim, there's also Rav Toiv, which is Gonus Begavei, right? Al derech the pasuk in Mishlei in Kapitel Chav Zayin, Toiva techachas megula, mehave misuteres. Literally means better someone who gives you a rebuke, but openly, then someone. But this toiva, when is that techacha? When is techacha megula good? When you realize that it comes from where does the hava mesuteres or the bashefer inside of the techacha megula, and that's how you're able to be mamtis mahapichit the toiv, as derech the pasuk in Micha Kapitel Zayin gam ki eishah b'choshech chavaya early, even if there appears to be a period of gefelich darkness, aber once the abrach. What does David HaMelech say in Tillim? That even if I see it's things are, why? Once it's the Shem Havaya involved, you know, there's the Ebishter, the Shefer, therefore all the dinim are nim tokim. Kulam tokas akvuris b'sharsh. And that's the Soy, the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Zayin, Sudas Purim, she'achla b'layla, yotzi yedei chivasi. If you eat the Sudas Purim, and it's Balayla, you're in the you're a finstinish. You don't appreciate that even in the darkness is the Abishter, then you haven't fulfilled your chayv, your responsibility. The Asurim are not working, they're not achieving their purpose because it's to wake you up and whatever. And that's also the Gemara says, Chazal say, Yor Hashem, in the Birkas Kahanim, Yor Hashem pun of Eilecha, what do we ask for? Ha'oros pun. Once you have the Oros Ponim and you realize the Eibishter is with me, that itself you're able to knock away all the darkness, and that's Pshat, he says, by Purim, that the Chayiv Inish Lebesumi Bepura Ad L'Yoda Ben Or Homa and the Baruch Moruch, that the ultimate purpose is that by Yid is the Chilu between the Or and the Baruch, everything comes from the Eibishter, and through that you see Chsodim Toivim B'Toiv Anir V'Anigl. Al Derech, I said in the Shir before, like Ba'imer, I wasn't here like Ba'imer, I was in America, but like before, there's an Indian in Svar in Shulchan Aruch in Tav Kufchas where it says the simon is Peleg. Whatever day of the week Purim falls out will be the same day as Lag BaOmer. Peleg Olikim Molimayim. So there's a vort from Tzadikim, Yudas Tzvi of Razla, the Edom of the Atar Tzvi. What's a Peleg Elikim Olimayim? Elikim is what? 86. Peleg, divide in half. How much is half of 86? Gam. Gam ki Elif Begay Talmoviz. Gam, Atenu Titin Yivula. Very similar. Gam, Nochem Ish. Gamzu l'teiva. When you realize it's a gam, you divide elikim molimayim. Through that, your mamshich chsodim. I remember I said, Remember I said Purim. The suyid of Purim is put in Kisrael. There's a name elikim. Elikim is midas adin. How are you mamtik the dinim of elikim midas adin through the letters before? Except aleph. There's no letter before aleph. Last time I went to cheder. And a mem, shlos mem, the letter before it is open mem. But the letter, you put an open mem at the end of the word anyway, it'll turn into a shlos mem. So the only three letters you could be mamtik of Shem Alikim, letters before, elu dinaya ditisad kanoyen, is the lamid, hey, and yud. So you'll get a chaf, a tes, and a dalit. How much is 29 and 4? 33. 33 is which day of the Omer? Lad. That's really chsodim, right? What were the original letters again? That you're mamtik, that you changed lamed hey and yud, right? And now it became chav dalutes. Yeah. What the gematria of lamed hey yud? 45. Which how would you spell 45? Ma. What if you take the ma and the gal of Lag BaOmer, hello, yeah? Put them together, scramble them. What do you got, which word? Megillah. The whole idea of there's a time of haster, haster, of concealment. Nothing makes any sense. And you got this human character, Hashmi al-Harig al-Abid, and you realize that, hello, there is a Abishter in the equation. Then your mamtik, he says, bitochen, we talk about bitochen, aktadam is the gematria bitochen, 874, right? Right? When a Yid knows that whatever happens to him is really coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom, then he's mamtik all the dinim, and that through that he brings sodim in a way that we can understand. And that's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah Yechoi. The Bchala says in Sforim, L'goyla amuka is badin. Whenever there's dinim in the world, the Eibush is Megala Amukis. He reveals deeper soydis pnimis at Torah, because by revealing deeper things in Torah, that is the antidote for dinim, for severity. Al derech, there's a famous word, Sforim HaKadoshim is brought in the Erech L'Chaim, for B'Chaim was Lodger. A mashal for the Baal Shem, a very famous classical mashal, they're modern updates of the mashal, but the famous classic mashal is, a child misbehaves to you, whatever, and the father has to give him a psah. What does he do? The father dresses up in a disguise, like a, you know, put on a mask, like someone else. And he gives him, like, he gives him a pachad. And the kid is like, but what if the kid knows that he got the secret? He conned on to what's going on here. It's really his father underneath the mask. Gita geshrei tata. And that's it. And Nimkur Rachmov, and it means Rachmov. Once you scream, the Taisha Tat in Sforim HaKadoshim, false success, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, Hovagoydel Lekeinu. Once you cry out, Havai, Yukivov, Ki Shem Rachmim, then Hovagoydel, Goydel, which Midah, Mokhashem Agdulo, Chesed, right? Hovagoydel, you bring Sodim, even to Lekeinu, into Midah Sadin. And therefore, who is. Of all the three of us, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yankiv, who is the one who symbolizes this avoida of transforming the darkness into light, the kola into brocha? Who would you guess?
Yitzchak.
Who?
Yitzchak.
Yitzchak is din, pachad. Avram is a chesed. Yankiv. The only guy choice is three. It's in Shmuel, sorry. Akel. Okay, have you seen? Okay, Avram. Here's the Yankov. Akel, Hagodol, Hagiber. So you don't got to be a genius to work. Godol is just a chesed Avram. Avram, Oyavi, chesed. Giber is Gevura Yitzchak. So who are you left with? Neira. How do I know? They said before it's Neira Kodesh. Va Neira do Yankov. What does Neira mean? What's with the Gedula and Neira? Tell me the gives. He's good to that. Benevolent, kind. Neira is what we call in English awesome. When Yankov has a fight with the Malach, with the Samach Mem, he doesn't say, okay, I win, you get lost, beat a scrap. Have a, take a long walk over Shapir, yeah, I win. He says, lo yashal lechecho kiim berachtani. It doesn't suffice to vanquish and to stifle the Samach Mem, right? Kiim berachtani, you goof after him as hapich into a sword. You want to bring clothes into the world. Not only will I stem the clothes, but kiim berachtani, I want a bracha. Al derech the Gemara Tosfos Navi Dezora famous, he says on the pasuk with Truas Melech Boy, you Bilam, you want to curse Klal Yisrael, you can't do it. With Truas Melech Boy, because we wanted to curse them. How long? In the moment the Abishah gets angry, the Kamazamo is the Gemara Rega. What could you curse in a Rega? Kalim, one word. A Yid has the power to turn from Kalim, same letters, and turn it into the Tziruf into Melech. You go al Bosa with it. Therefore, says the Usher of Rebbe Ber Moshe, remember in the Megillah, hello? Mordechai was the Gilgul of Yankov, hello? Yankov, and therefore, Esther Hamalka says by Purim, a time of Esther, of Hastar, famous capital Chav Beis, Kaili, Lomaz Aftoni. What is the Gimachi of Kale? 631. How much is 2 times 31? Klola is Gimachia, 165. How much is 165 plus 62? How? 227. Which Gimachia? Bracha! Bingo. It's not enough that Akeli Ke, I got even set up to 2 times Kale. Kale Bayam Chazal say Kale. See now. And therefore, you mahapich the klola gufa into bracha. And this, says the Ashrover, is merumis on the pasuk by the Nochash HaKadmoni, which is some of them. The Eva Oshis ben Cho ben Aisha ben Zaracho ben Zaro. Right? Who is ben The Eva. How do you spell it? Vav Aleph Yud Beis Hei. Nutrikun. I said this before, I think. V'nahapichu asher yishlutu ayehudim heime bezinim. Just the opposite. And therefore, in this week's parasha, Rashi tells us that Eliyahu Yaakov is written with the Chartit Bisi Yankov Molivov, because he took an Eroven, he took a pledge from Eliyahu is written with a Vav at the end, five places in Tanakh. Eliyahu is written Choser, Eliyahu. Right? Yankov swiped his Vav until Eliyahu Anovi will come, and Mavasar de Gula. Yeah? Vav, by the way, these Vav, and how many times is five? Hey. Again, Vav and Hey, the afich of the clothes, the brachas. Yes? Therefore, Yankov is called Neira, the Neira to Yankov. Hine Anuchi, Shleil Chem, Zelyonov, Lifne Bo Yoim Hashem, Hagod Lev Anuchi, Tafkur. And Elio, therefore, Rosh Tevis, Vayap, Chavaya Likech, Lecho, Esa Brachel, Lecho. That's a Klol, Le Brachel. The Mahapich, the Klol, that's Elio and Novi, that's Yankov Avin. The Rebbe once said, Shabbos Parshas Bahar B'chukoyth, the Toshin Tazayim, Sprintel Kudasiris Galagal, Mary Digavort. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya three times, right, about how is one so, how do you deal with Yisurim Rachman al Islam? It's like, it's not what we want, it's not what we could use, especially a very shvach generation today. But one place in Tanya, in Perich Avov, the Alter Rebbe speaks about that a person to realize in this world, whatever, in the Elam Haba, you will be. And Igeras HaKodesh, there are two places in Simen Chof Beis. There the Alter Rebbe says, you have to realize that ultimately it's coming from the Abish's Ava, Kimelech Godel, who's Ruichet Soyas Benoi, out of love, and it's like a cleansing process. In Simen Yud Aleph, and that evokes Kemayim Panam L'Panim, you know, the Abish's Yisurim really are coming from Ava, that evokes Ava the Abish, and maybe ultimately you'll have this as Benoi, you'll have this Ava ultimately. In another place, a third place, Alter Rebbe says, it's an Nisoyin. test. What do you really want in life? You want to serve the Eibishter, you want your sushi, your gashmias, and your whatever. If you're Omid bin Nisoyin, the third way is easier because you don't need Yisur, a lot of Yisur. A little bit, you've proved the point, you're Omid bin Nisoyin, whatever. But all three ways are bitter because you have to be Avo and Esboininus, and you have to be Omid bin Nisoyin, and Miyomer is not so easy. The Rebbe said, in our generation, the best way is through what Rashbi taught us, the Pnimius, that really is Bruchas. It really is Bruchas. And Hayyuyitha Rashbi brought down the Sosin de Raisa into Gali, into Revealed, therefore to everybody. So everyone now, not in Olam Haba, in Gan Eden sometime, you know, but here and now in this world, for everybody, a person could therefore be Mamtik Dinim and bring the Bruchas into us. I'll never say a Meridi Gevor. Everyone knows the Medrash, famous Medrash, that one of the Talmidim, Rashbi, went overseas, and he came back a multi-millionaire. And there were Talmidim who were a bit like nonplussed, which I said, like they felt a bit of, he's so rich and we're so poor and we're struggling, and it's not fair. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai took him out to the Biko, valley, and according to Tanchuma, it's in Medrash Rabbah, it's in but in Tanchuma, the gear is bebika outside of Meron, and the smal habiko dinrin. It became filled with gold coins, but the Talmidim realized, hey, this is the getting now in this world. The portion of Haba, they don't want it. They didn't touch it. They went. Then right afterwards, the Medrash brings a very similar story from Shimon Bechalafta, Namoira, who didn't have geld, didn't have money for Tzarchi Shabbos Yom Tov. He davened, when the Shemayim, they sent him an Evan Toiv, a diamond, a sapphire, whatever, very wealthy. He now could buy whatever he needed. He told his wife the good news, the Besura Teva. She says, Oy bazoi in Olam Haba, Shulchan Chachase, Shulchan Chaver Chamole, don't want it. Don't want freebies. He went back, and it was taken away. And the Chazal feared noise that the Nesa Achron was greater than the Rishon. Because Gemira, we have a tradition, Mishamayim, Meyev, Yov, Yive, what they give, that Indian give. They give. Here they not only gave, but they took it back. The taking back was greater than the giving. So the Rebbe asked a simple kasha by the Fabrengen. There was a big chosid of Yidin should be wealthy and good and everything. Gezun, panos, anachas, not you shouldn't suffer. So the Rebbe said, this story with Chazal say about Rashi Mechalafta happened already to Rashbi. I mean, I've been to Meiron countless times. I've looked for this big of Molly Dinrin. I take a bit of, you know, never find it. So what happened to all the din resolve that came down from the Rashbi? It must be the Eibush took it. So the same maila of Shulch Alafta, which is a greatness, happened to Rashbi. But Chazal don't reckon with that. Who took it? Nah, where do you get that from? The Rebbe said, nah, that is how great, we reckon, the Eibush's powers, his prowess, is Chavald. The Indian of Rashbi is Dafka to Megala, it's down here in this world. The heck, just say another word. I just saw it this morning. Someone sent me the word for the Gillian for Pinchas Friedman, the Shirley Pinchas this week. Brings there a Meiri Diga Maisa. I've seen this Maisa in many other places also. It's a Maisa which was told by Ramesh Yoy Weinstock, one of the Gedolim Kubolim in Yerushalayim. We heard it from Rabbi Yisrael Yitzhak Reisman, the Matzin Eid Achredis. Who heard it from Ruch Chaim Shaul Dvek, who's one of the big Sfarish Mekubolim, who heard it from his Rebbe Mordechai Weingarten, who's the Rav in the Ruch Chaim HaKadosh Shul in Dolzin. Very tiga mais. The Ruch Chaim HaKadosh, Kiyodua, was a woman in like weaving, with his hands, like gold, weaving gold, whatever. And he could work a very few, like, 2 hours, a few hours a day, and with that he made the Huyin Toyevas, a lot of money. And with that, he supported a whole kollel in the light, sitting and learning B'dush V'tar. Talmidim of the Ruch Chaim HaKadosh. Right? And every Shabbos, Ruch Chaim HaKadosh would shecht an animal, and he would divide the flesh for all the Talmidei Chachamim learned in this kollel. Vahi ayoy, there was for whatever reason, all the behemoths that came to the Shlachtos for Shabbos were all treif, except for the Ruch Chaim HaKadosh behem. Chodesh Yom Tzadikim had a in which behemoth today. Not all things. Right? His animal was kosher, everyone animal was straight. So there was no meat. Gosher. So one of the Gvinim knew that Rechayim was going to shech that his animal was Gosher. He asked him to first conversation. He said, I'm sorry, but this is distributed to the Tamid Rechamim. Right? I can't, I have nothing to spare. The guy, as they're talking, one of the younger light come in, and he gives him the meat, and he says, this is that you call Talmud Chacham. He cursed him out like the, this younger man. It was then Nigzer in Shemayim that Hayyuzda Rechayim HaKadosh heard the Bizoyan of a Talmud Chacham, and he wasn't Moicha. He has to go in Golos for an entire year. I didn't mean to leave your everything. Entire year, you're the Rav of a Shtot, you have the Kodal, you leave. So he went immediately after Shabbos, he went to Prophet Golos. He was going to a place, he had nowhere to stay. He was sitting under a tree. It was before Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Pashas B'chukuisai. It was Nisgalda to the Rechayim HaKodesh 42 Eifanim, Kidua, in B'chukuisai. All of which the common denominator is the Maila of Limud, Atayra Limud, Lishma, etc., which you can find in Rechayim. Right? Then he finished, he came for Shabbos, he had to be somewhere, he didn't proper Suda. He came to the city, and there was a wealthy Gvir usher, invited the guests, his Archi Parchi, dressed very simply. Probably goes. He invited him to his house, and when they make Kiddush, they washed him. He said, we're not benching here, we bench by the Rav's house. The Rav was a Makubal, a Tzaddik, a Kodesh, a Tor, and he used to hear Torahs in the Sifta Derekiah. So Friday night at the Suda Shabbos, the Rav said 14 Pirushim in Bechukur Tehillim. Which he said, so in Shemayim, they told him, who nizgalat him, was nizgalat to the Kodesh, Rabbeinu Chaim ibn Atar. The Rechayim Kodesh couldn't handle it, although he was dressed, the Gvir was sat up front, the Rechayim Kodesh sat in the Achiparchi, in the back. He said, Chaim ibn Atar, not Rav HaKodesh. The Rav was hated for Eloi, it was a bizoyan. He wanted they better have Machmor of Archiparchi and Amoris. What do you know? The same thing chazed over by the second suit. Shabbos in the morning, lunch, whatever. Same scene by Shalashit. By Shalashit, the Rav couldn't. The third time that he's Mevazed Archaim HaKadosh, he said, we're going to put you into prison. In the olden days, every community had like a base of Sawyer. And after Shabbos, we'll sit to make a bezin and see what is Madina Shulagavra, Mevazed Tamachoch HaKadosh Vinayr. Right after Shabbos of Havdolah, the wind started blowing, the mountains are falling down, the trees are like uprooting. It was the Rav, the place of Skonos the Forest, everyone in the town was scared of the life. They ran to the Rav's house, because the Rav's house, they figured is a holy place. And they don't have Yeshua. The Rav sees the world is falling apart, so he made a Shabbos Cholam, whatever, he made a Aliyas HaNeshama, as Sadiqim do, right? And they told him the reason is because the Rechayim HaKadosh is in your jail, and Kol Zman that he's not released, right? They can't send the Rishoyim back to Gehenna to have a tikkun. The whole world is upside down, right? So they told him, whatever. He got the message. He released him, but they were megala. This is Rav, that because he spent like the hour in the jail, whatever it was, he is now potter from the gullus. He go back home with his family, with his community, and end the story. That kind of the story. The 1 hour, that was... But Rabbi Friedman said, why Dafka, what? That he was Megala, these 42 Perushim. Dafka when, like, in the Chukur Zitelecha, but the Mail of Torah. Because who is the Rechayim HaKodesh? I don't know if you know. The Rechayim HaKodesh, first of all, he speaks about that... What the Arichas HaGolos is because Moshe Rabbeinu is the Goyal Rishon, who Goyal Achron. In other words, Moshe is a lady. That's from Dovra Melch. The Nitzitz of Moshe will be included in the Neshama of Mashiach, right? And Moshe doesn't want to, it says in the Pasuk, V'ata Tetzavis B'nei Yisrael, V'yichu Elech Hashem Zay Yizoch, that Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu has Me'or Yidin to be Memes Atom Ba'ol Yishol Torah, Kosis, and therefore, Moshe doesn't want to be Goyal Batlon in Minatir. So all you say of Golos is Bittel Ter. And Kiduah the Rechayim HaKodesh writes in Parshas Re'eh, L'zikpas Yotcha Me'achecha Me'ani Evyon, that refers to Mashiach, whose name is Chaim. That's himself. you do it to every tzaddik. Every person, the Maranayim says, every person has a nitzos of Mashiach. How do I know? On Yontif, you may remember when they opened the Oren, the special prayer that you say. V'yikuyim bim mikr shakos v'nochal of ruach Hashem rochach mubina rochait v'gvura rochdat v'yot Hashem. You know where I know this passage from? It's after your vachon for Pesach. Said who? Referring to who? Mashiach. Every Mashiach is the cumulative, has a neshama of every. It has a chelik of Mashiach in zich that he has to be goyim. But tzaddikim is even more so. When the Rechayim HaKodesh, all the Gemara says, when you brought a shlemus into your chelik and neshama, your contribution to Mashiach, right? In this generation, it was Chayim. Granted, there's a story told. There was once in Amsterdam, they used to print regularly Megoris Gedolus. So there was a matfis, a printer, a drucker, named Osher, somebody. This Rechayim HaKodesh, he didn't like it. So he cut it out. He just cut the last words. He made one other mistake in his druk. By in Parshas Nosim, he did a soito. He gave the Mayamara. The va'onzo isha, omein va'omein. So in Rashi, why omein va'omein? Omein me ishzeh, omein me acher. He made a one letter mistake. Instead of acher, he wrote osher. From that year, they were packed with the Ashazish and the Zgalakhani Barabim, and that was his, you know, you start. We hit the Pasuk. You say Pasuk? No? Whatever. If you chapter the Kutzadikim, Shalach Yad Bishleimov, you chapter the Kutzadikim, Chil Ribrisir Tacharaya. Anyway, so the Chaimak, and everything happens through the Membeis, Masois, etc., etc., the Mashem Tutai Degel brought, right? Therefore, Dafka, when the Rechayim HaKodesh was in, you know, by the way, everyone knows the story of Hashem Tov, like, with Moser Nefesh to get to Eretz Yisrael. Why did he want to go to Eretz Yisrael? Hello? He wanted to meet the Rechayim HaKodesh. The commander writes, that the Rechayim HaKodesh was the Ruach of Mashiach, of David HaMelech. The Hashem Tov was the Nefesh. And therefore, when they would meet, they would try together to be Mamshich to Nesham. Please stay in Milsa, whatever. Okay. So therefore, they wanted to meet and bring Geula, etc., etc. And therefore, it was Dafkin Indian of Membeis Perush, Dafkin Chesh, Dafkin Membeis. The Rechayim HaKadosh could have conglomerated a few Perushim into one. He wanted Dafkin Membeis, which is the Shem Membeis. What did the Shem Membeis got to do with Sefiras Omer? You say every night in Sefiras Omer, on the Bechuyach. There's seven lines, right? Six words per line, which is seven, which is 42. Membeis Masois, Eila Masi Ben Yisrael, Edda Mera. But really, there's another word at the end. The Santel, the Malchus, which is the idea of the Mashantu, which is bringing things down into the world. Which it's not enough when things are known intellectually in heaven, in Asilus, the Yagur Hara. The idea is to bring Chsodim, Dafki here in. That's the idea of Nefesh of David HaMelech. And therefore, we have 49 klolos in this week's parasha. And the purpose is to come to number 50. You know, by the way, Pesach, it says, Mashkiach says, Pesach is the gates are open for the first weeks, and then the gates after 30 days, the Ha'oris and Pesach should close. Aber the Eibishter, hoi, the Eibishter, okay, one more week. Taran Psich, the gates are still open. The last 2 weeks are closed. Yisoid Malchus. Why is that? Because Shavuos, Zohar HaKadosh says, B'Shavuos Yufkun Migalus. On Shavuos, we go out of Golos. How much of Raya? I have no time to even start to share even today. But B'Shavuos Yufkun, so just like before Mashiach comes, there's a thing called Ikfas of the Mashiach, which is the Hester upon him. And the idea to find in ourselves, in every Yid, to find the hidden parts, right? It says in Pasuk and Tilim, "Im shachachnu shem alikim v'nafresh kapein alikil zor halo alikim yach gerzoyt kihu yedea tulum islev kihu yedea tulum islev is gimatria yochel ani lifteret kolam kul." That's a Rashi. To find the pnimius, the sosim, in every Jew, right? And therefore, that's the inyan of what the last word. In the 42 words of Anu B'Choyach, Shalzeinu Kabelu Shmatzalei Deya Talumis. Talumis is Gimachir Rishumis. Remember the Gemara says, Darshi Rishuma say, everyone gets a portion of Olam Haba, which is Gimachiyim Yesh Olav Malach Echad Mini Elef. If there's one good part out of 1,000, you're redeemed. Darshi Rishuma says, Gimachiyat Tashu Ishalach Lutotzi Enot Time. Atzeres Shvuas, which is the 50th day, which is Yavyevel Olam Haba, is Gimachiyat Vishav Lach Huzotzi, you go back to where you came from, right? Therefore, this week is a very harsh of a week. I can't begin to tell you. Why do we read the Kolos now? So the Gemara says in Megillah, Naflam and Aleph, we should be Zeicha that Tich L'shana V'kil Yisrael, Tach L'shana B'ruch Yisrael, right? And this we're starting with 1,000 beautiful... Okay, whatever. Shabbos B'chukuyisai is Gimachir V'yichin Shom Yisrael Neger Ahor, the Shabbos of Achonah, a Shabbos we prepare to the 50th level, Gan Brisi Yankiv, the Rishner says, when you read those words, the Zachati is Brisi Yankiv, you're already Me'uyr the Geula. That with a Yid, by looking things deeper, finding the Chsodin in the difficult times, finding the Ur in the Choshech, right? We come to the last, the 50th, which is Shikutzis. Shikutzis is V'yotza B'shnas HaYoyvel. By the way, one more word I was telling you before I go. What's the end of this week's parasha? Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe el bnei Yisrael b'har Sinai chazak is b'gimatria uvo ha'uvdim ber is asher anidachem eretz Yisrael v'shtachol Hashem, right? Which is also b'gimatria, working out, samcheinu Hashem lekeinu b'lei ha'novi avdecha v'malchus b'zdovin m'shichem. After 49 hour avodah mimatul lemaila, we come to the 50th level, the world of Yovel, and the Eberster brings, and a person could sometimes think, I don't have time to elaborate, though. I haven't even begun to share today, but a person could think, like Mali, Taira deep, Rashbi, you know, like looking into Pnimius, I'm a simple guy, right? The Gemara says, in a nutshell, I have one word from the Satmar Rebbe. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, after Zion, that Eiv wanted to put everyone in Adin. He said, just like the Abish created a Shair Azoi with the Parsois of Stukers, the Kamara Azoi, that the Abish created Sadiqim, the Abish created Rishoyim. That's my nature. That the name, people say, if you ever talk to a person, I speak to people all the time, if you curse them out, you're shaiti, you're not a smart man, you're whatever, you get incredibly offended, right? But if you ask the guy, do say you could grow, you could be Ben Ali, you could learn Shas, you could learn Babli's. Get real. Like I had to all the time. Come on, not for me. I have. If you would only know my Yetzer, everyone thinks they have the word like a tail. The worst Yetzer in the world, right? So when Eve said, "Barasa Rishot Sadiqim Barasa Rishoyim," so what does Chaverim say? Yeah. People have a teva. Aber the Abishah says, Barasi Yitzhara, Barasi Teira, Tav, there's a way out of it. Right? You're not Mukhruch in whatever. The Gemara famous says, Abroch is in Roya Ad Mizur and Bar, only fashion for mice. Pishri for Limotso, you don't have any little thing. So the Atzichayim asked the Shiloh, what do you mean? Mi Yoim referred to Mi Yoim the Chizal Ibi. Pishri for Limotso. Right? Number one. Number two, Pishri for Limotso, the first Aveir you look is a little tired. And the person Taka says he wants him a fashion. He sees Yisurim Boimov. Why? He wants to get out of to patter himself from the din. He says, I have azad nature. It's so difficult. My education. If you know my father was the school I went to, my chaverim. No wonder I am the way I am. Right? Pish. He wants. I don't find why am I? Why am I mechuyev here? Why am I responsible here? Yitle b'avoyin b'tul Torah, he doesn't realize that through the koyach of Torah he can overcome whatever. When that's Pshat, the Satmar Rebbe says, Pshat and Pasuk, the Pasuk says, the Eitz HaSadidim, Asidim Ilon Yisroch, even the barren trees will give forth fruit. If Mashiach comes, there will be a Rav Toiv. And if the barren trees, miraculously, wouldn't give fruit, right? So the Gesalt was the Essen. There was people, the other Eitz HaSadidim, even a person who feels like he's barren, through the koyach of Torah, everybody could reach the highest of madrigals, right? And this is a person that is misgaber over himself through the Memtes Yamim. Then you come to the 50th day, Shavuos, Shavuos Yuskun Migalus. Shavuos.